This is the PoetryFoundation.org podcast for Monday, April 3rd. I'm Curtis Fox. This is actually the first podcast of PoetryFoundation.org, the recently launched website of the Poetry Foundation. A new podcast will be available every weekday this month, which is, of course, National Poetry Month. On this, the premier PoetryFoundation.org podcast, Poetry is Going Hollywood. We're going to hear two poems, one short and one long, read by Doc Ock from Spider-Man 2.
The power of the sun in the palm of my hand.
That's right. Hollywood's hardest working character actor Alfred Molina will read a contemporary poem by Amit Majmudar and a classic poem by Robert Browning. If you didn't catch Alfred Molina in Spider-Man 2, you may have seen him in Frida. He played Diego Rivera. Or as the drug dealer in Boogie Nights, to name just a few of the movies he's been in. In a minute, you'll understand why the British-born Molina lands so many great roles when you hear his reading of Browning's My Last Duchess. But first, let's listen to A Pedestrian by Amit Majmudar. This is a short poem where the banality of everyday urban life is suddenly turned on its head. It's set on the streets of a city, and the poet's eye just happens to linger on a stranger who is minding his own business.
A Pedestrian by Amit Majmudar. He window shops. He yawns. He checks his watch. He sips his Starbucks through a spill-proof lid. No one knows who he is or what he did, except a black van loitering down the block. He buys a pack of gum. Briefly, he stops to crouch and read the headlines of the Times before continuing up 12th and Vine. His neck prickles. He slows. The coffee drops. And before it has landed, he's off like a hound at the races. He is hurdling strollers and ducking a chili dog raised to the mouth. Checkered taxis grow fists as he cuts into oncoming traffic. Our cellular phones clap shut in amazement. Look, billowing trench coats give chase, flesh-colored earpieces dangling a flush to their faces.
A Pedestrian by Amit Majmudar, first published in Poetry Magazine and read here by Alfred Molina. Amit Majmudar is a doctor in Cleveland, Ohio. It's very cinematic, that poem, isn't it? It could be the first scene in a political thriller. But it's a short, impressionistic poem, so we'll never know what happened to that guy. We'll just remember what it felt like when we saw him disappear. Before we get to Alfred Molina's reading of My Last Duchess, tomorrow on the PoetryFoundation.org podcast, a reading from acclaimed poet Donald Hall.
There was a time in my life that was a very bleak and sad time. And during these months, I was driving by myself, and I suddenly had a vision while driving the car.
Donald Hall on tomorrow's podcast. The second poem today is probably the most famous one that Robert Browning ever wrote. Browning published My Last Duchess early in his long career, in 1842, when he was only 30. The poem is set in Italy during the Renaissance at the palace of the Duke of Ferrara. It's a dramatic monologue, so the only person doing the talking is the Duke himself. When the poem begins, he's showing some visitors a painting of his dead wife. He praises the artist, Fra Pandolf, for capturing the blush of living joy on her cheeks. These aren't just any visitors, though. They're emissaries of the father of a young woman the Duke wants to marry. But the Duke is still obsessed with his dead wife, and he makes a very strange impression on his visitors and on us. The poem is really a mystery because it's not clear what happened to his wife. What did she die from? And did the Duke have anything to do with it? My Last Duchess by Robert Browning, read by Alfred Molina.
That's my last duchess painted on the wall, looking as if she were alive. I call that piece a wonder now. Fra Pandolf's hands worked busily a day, and there she stands. Will please you sit and look at her? I said Fra Pandolf by design, for never read strangers like you that pictured countenance, the depth and passion of its earnest glance. But to myself they turned, since none puts by the curtain I have drawn for you but I, and seemed as they would ask me, if they durst, how such a glance came there. so not the first are you to turn and ask thus. Sir, 'twas not her husband's presence only called that spot of joy into the Duchess' cheek. Perhaps Fra Pandolf chanced to say, her mantle laps over my lady's wrist too much. Or paint must never hope to reproduce the faint half-flush that dies along her throat. Such stuff was courtesy, she thought, and cause enough for calling up that spot of joy. She had a heart, how shall I say, too soon made glad, too easily impressed. She liked whate'er she looked on, and her looks went everywhere. Sir, 'twas all one. My favour at her breast, the dropping of the daylight in the west, the bough of cherries some officious fool broke in the orchard for her, the white mule she rode with round the terrace, all and each would draw from her alike the approving speech, or blush at least. She thanked men, good, but thanked somehow, I know not how, as if she ranked my gift of a 900-years-old name with anybody's gift. Who'd stoop to blame this sort of trifling? Even had you skill in speech, which I have not, to make your will quite clear to such an one, and say, just this or that in you disgusts me. Here you miss, or there exceed the mark. And if she let herself be lessened so, nor plainly set her wits to yours, forsooth, and made excuse, e'en then would be some stooping, and I choose never to stoop. Oh, sir, she smiled, no doubt, whene'er I passed her. But who passed without much the same smile? This grew. I gave commands, then all smiles stopped together. There she stands, as if alive. Will please you rise. We'll meet the company below, then. I repeat, the Count your master's known munificence is ample warrant that no just pretense of mine for dowry will be disallowed. Though his fair daughter's self, as I avowed at starting, is my object. Nay, we'll go together down, sir. Notice Neptune, though. Taming a seahorse, thought a rarity which Klaus of Innsbruck cast in bronze for me.
Alfred Molina reading My Last Duchess by Robert Browning. More on Robert Browning and his monologues, including a reading by Paul Giamatti of Fra Lippo Lippi, at poetryfoundation.org. You can subscribe to this free podcast at poetryfoundation.org, in iTunes, or through your favorite podcasting directory. Let us know what you thought of this program. Send an email to podcast@poetryfoundation.org or call and leave a voicemail at 718-857-1821. The music used in this podcast is from the Claudia Quintet. For poetryfoundation.org, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.